with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, August 2nd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Let's give you the rundown of some area sporting events yesterday. We'll go into South Dakota in Lenox, South Dakota, where the Amateur Baseball Association District Tournament was taking place for the Akron Rebels in an elimination game against the Beresford Blues, and the Rebels were able to keep their season alive, picking up a big 11-1 victory over Beresford. So Akron stays alive and is now a win away from advancing on to the state amateur baseball tournament for South Dakota. The Rebels will play the Lenox Devils tonight, and the winner goes to the state tournament. Yesterday also was the second day of the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association Senior All-Star Series. Remsen St. Mary's grad Colin Holman, he was participating in their game number two for the Small Schools West team, and it did not go as good as game number one. Small Schools East rolled past the Small Schools West, scored 14-0 in five innings. So Small Schools East currently has the upper hand in the Senior All-Star Series with a 2-0 record. Large Schools West also picked up a 7-0 win over Large Schools East. So right now, Colin Homan's team, the Small Schools West team, they are currently knotted up for second with Large Schools West, both with a 1-1 record. Going to need a loss from Small Schools East coming up tomorrow to see if Small Schools West and Large Schools West can potentially contend for that top spot in the All-Star Series. Well, also some news for Akron Westfield Sports, kind of an Akron theme today, but that's all right. The Akron Westfield girls sports, a couple of their girls sports have new leaders, starting first on the volleyball court, which is going to be getting started here very soon. Nicole DeRocher is set to lead the Westerner volleyball program for this fall. DeRocher is a native of Worthington, Minnesota, where she was a team MVP of the high school volleyball team as a senior. She then went on to play at Briarcliff University, where she did it all for the Chargers, recording 467 assists, 131 kills, 245 digs, and 22 service aces her senior season in 2008, helping lead the Chargers to a 20-15 match record. She's going to be taking the program over from Robin Van Eldick, who won over 100 matches in seven seasons as the head coach of the Westerners, taking them to the region final twice, most recently this past fall when the Westerners went 21-5 and lost to a very good Riverside team in the region final. But again, Nicole DeRocher is the new Westerner volleyball head coach. And Akron Westfield will start their season coming up on Tuesday, August 26th. They'll compete in a four-team tournament at West Lyon. Now, we're staying in the DeRocher family as Nicole's husband, Corey, is going to be set to lead the Akron Westfield girls basketball team this year. And Corey DeRocher, he's an Akron Westfield alum through and through, played many sports at Akron Westfield, including the likes of football and track, and he played both those sports well. He was a part of that 2002 state championship football team as a senior, and was a part of a district champion boys track team in 2003, the spring of 2003. He then went on to play football at Briarcliff University, starting with its first ever season in the fall of 2003. DeRocher is going to be replacing a legend in Akron on the bench, Akron Westfield girls basketball longtime head coach Kent Johnson, who was the leader of the program for 29 seasons and had been a part of the program in some form for 37 years. He won 384 games as the head coach of the Westerners in those 29 seasons as head coach. And again, Corey DeRocher is set to be the new head girls basketball coach at Akron Westfield coming up this winter. Well, take a look at the sports schedule now for today. Again, it is a big matchup for the Akron Rebels amateur baseball team. They take on the Lenox Devils, with the winner heading to the state tournament. Best of luck to the Rebels. See if they can get back to Mitchell once again. They've been there pretty consistently the last couple of years. We'll see if they've got what it takes to get back there once again this year. For more local sports news and notes, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.